You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to another show of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that makes you take control of your genes, helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We can't make you do anything, but based on the information that you learn here, I'm sure you want to take control of your genes to become a world expert on your body. Welcome in, Dr. Mike's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. To reach the show, it's 877-711-5211, or email, lots of emails, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. Shall we begin, Dr. Mike? What do you think?
Absolutely, we should begin. We should say Bridget's here with us doing her nails.
I smell carcinogens
and
in the air.
And getting yelled at for
there
it.
There are carcinogens in the air, and she deserves to get yelled at. But it's safer doing it here, I figure, than she said the other place she does it is in her car while stopped at lights. So I figured it's safer
lights.
Here.
Yes, that is true. I'm not guilty of texting and driving, but painting my nails. And I must add,
Oh, I'm sorry I brought this up.
I'm not painting my nails. I painted them earlier, and I was only putting top coat on. I thought I could sneak it in as Dr. Roizen was checking his emails, and he looks up after like 1 minute and is like, what is that? I smell carcinogens.
As Dr. Mike would say, the use of top coat on a woman's nails, real age benefit, -5 years.
Especially, it has a secondhand effect for those of us in the room, too.
I'm willing to sacrifice 5 years for my nails to look this good.
You can smell that stuff, because I came into, my wife was in the family room earlier today and then left. And then after she left, I walked into the family room, and it was there. That smell was there. That stuff is strong.
Absolutely.
Top coat's not as strong.
Yeah, right.
What's in that gunk? What is in that gunk?
I'm trying to get her to read. Let me see the label. The label isn't probably very good. It says, Extra Life, no chip, no tip. And in very small letters, it contains ethyl acetate, butyl acetate, nitrocellulose, acid, tributyline, citrate. I can smell toluene in there, so I don't see where it says that, but I can smell it, which is obviously a carcinogen. Tocopherol, that's some vitamin E. She gets alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, acrylates, copalmate. It's got a bunch of junk in it, but I don't, it's got palmitate, which is, of course, great, because that's a palm oil, which probably doesn't get in you. Obviously, it's just on the surface.
Yeah, it's just my nails.
Yeah, you just breathe it in.
What's the ingredient that makes it smell awful?
Toluene.
Yeah, that was what he said that he could smell right away. He's like, I smell toluene.
Oh, yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard to smell. It's right. Deadly to a man.
Well, the color is mojito green from Essie. It's great. If anyone would like to get it.
Deadly for a woman, too. Okay, let's go to something serious, Joe.
Yeah, let's talk about what we're guesting at 34 past the hour. We'll talk about innovative family farming with Dr. Daphne Miller. Her book is called Pharmacology, What Innovative Family Farming Can Teach Us About Health and Healing. She left her medical office and traveled to some family farms, very innovative family farms, to discover some of the connections between how we care for our bodies and how we grow our food. Now, this is kind of a good guest, because last week on the show, and by the way, if you miss an interview, you can go to radiomd.com and never miss an interview. But last week on the show, one of the topics was our meats could be rife with superbugs. And one of my suggestions was find a local farmer, and a farmer who doesn't use was it antibiotics? What is it that causes it, Dr. Mike?
It is antibiotics.
Yeah.
Right. It is antibiotics in the feed selects out bacteria in the organism that are resistant to those antibiotics, so that you then, when you get that food, you get antibiotics that are resistant to you get bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics.
Yeah, so that could be one way that you could prevent that problem that we talked about last week, superbugs in some of our meat. So that's our guest at 34 past the hour. What's Mayor Mike Bloomberg from New York City's next crusade?
Well, this one is a good one. I like it. It's to raise the age of people who can purchase cigarettes to 21. And the reason, of course, is that 80% of people who smoke start before, while they're in high school, before age 21. And if you can stop them from smoking or delay it, he hopes that it will radically decrease smoking rates, which will obviously make it more pleasant for everyone in New York who isn't a smoker. And there are 85% or 84% of the population is not smokers in New York. And secondly, it will lower the health care costs that is a burden to all of us. That is, health care costs are now crowding out Social Security, social programs, even defense. And if we don't get this right, if we don't change this, we will have rationing because we won't let it crowd out defense for very long.
Okay, he's also asking city council there to pass a law that would mean nobody could charge less than $10.50 a pack for cigarettes, which would be designed to raise the price for some discount brands. The economic assumption, aside from the age requirement he talks about, the economic assumption is make something more expensive and people will buy less of it. What do you think about that concept?
Well, that is true. The elasticity on cigarettes is around 30%. So if you raise something by 100%, that is, you double its price, you decrease its use by 30%. So if it's now being used 15%, if you doubled its price, you would decrease that to 10%. And that's what's been shown over and over again with cigarettes, that the price elasticity is around what we call 30%, meaning a change in price one way or another gets the opposite change 30%.
Given the the undeniable health risk from smoking and the widespread public disapproval of smoking, this is probably likely to find more positive favor than the soda ban he wanted to he's doing in New York City.
Yeah,
well, it'll
imagine.
Have a lot more positive effect from a cost standpoint. Just imagine, let's just say there are 10 million people in New York City and you got 5% of them to quit. That would be 500,000 people, you'd save $2,000 per person in shared medical costs, and it's probably a little higher in New York City, maybe 3,000, but let's use 2,000. In any case, you'd save $1 billion a year in medical costs that you could spend on other social programs and everything else.
How do you deal with the issue of the thriving black market for cigarettes then?
Oh, I don't know how you deal with that. You know, I think what you want to do is to make it so undesirable to smoke that you wipe it out as a social habit over time, and that's what he's got to do. So, in other words, the people who smoke have to either be very wealthy and stupid or just stupid.
Just wonder, at what point does somebody say, yes, it is too expensive?
I agree. I agree with that, because if you're addicted, I feel like people will continue buying them. And
could
then
be.
Take money from other places of the budget.
Yeah, I just worry. What would be that price that would say to people, I like smoking, but...
Well, there is, in fact, no price. That's why at the Cleveland Clinic we've said you can't have a job if you smoke. Job here, obviously. And what that does is it raises it to a very high price, right? No job.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
And that's why, in fact, we've decreased our smoking rates from about 15.4% to 6%, and the projection is that the current rate will go to 2% in the year 2020. Why do we think that's appropriate? It's because healthcare is crowding out social programs, education, Social Security, and even defense now. And unless we do something serious, we think it's unethical to encourage smoking.
All right, coming up, more of the top medical stories of the week. If you've got a question for Dr. Mike or a guest that we have on, it's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, or pick a phone up and call 877-711-5211. And another Real Age tip of the week from Dr. Mike will be coming up before the end of the hour. So stay with us, and thanks for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.